I'm looking at flamingos, herons and spoonbills feed in a great turquoise lagoon ahead of me. 500,000 water birds come to these marshlands and dunes each winter, which span more than 200 square miles. But the Spanish government has recently approved plans to drill for gas in the area. I'm with conservationist and lawyer Jesus Vos Mediano. He sits on the steering group that advises the government about conservation issues here in Doñana National Park.
The gas project is very negative and a very big threat to the national park and the wildlife. It could have many impacts such as contamination, gas leaks, poisoning of the water, and there's also the risk of a serious accident.
So we're driving over to see the gas works. All the area surrounding it has been cleared. So I can see here a series of pipes and levers surrounded by high fences. The Spanish company Gas Natural Fenosa plans to create a huge gas storage site just a few kilometres outside the boundaries of the national park. Once the gas here has been extracted, gas from abroad will be imported and kept under the ground here. This is supposed to be the first of four locations where wells will be drilled and gas stored.
So
the security guard is saying we can't take photos of the gasworks here. But there's a spanner in the works for the gas company. The government of Andalusia is refusing to give permission to drill on one of the four sites. This is the government building of Andalusia, a beautiful old building with tiles on the walls. José Fiscal López is the councillor responsible for the environment.
We know that a space that has such natural value like Doñana is a symbol for ornithologists all over Europe. We think there's insufficient information, and a project of this type should not go ahead without at least considering every one of the accumulated effects that this could have on the territory, such as seismic risks, possible gas leaks, direct impacts on the land and on the wildlife.
The government of Andalusia clearly has deep concerns. So I'm catching a plane to Madrid now to see what the gas company has to say.
Hola. Hola. Buenos días.
I'm at the offices of Gas Natural Fenosa. Francisco Velasco is the director of upstream gas operations.
The project underwent an environmental evaluation, which was analysed by all levels of government, including the government of Andalusia. And it concluded that the project was compatible with the environment. Spain is a country that produces hardly any gas. Practically 100% of our gas supply comes from abroad. Given these circumstances, it is even more necessary that we have a storage site.
Doñana National Park is a United Nations World Heritage Site. UNESCO has expressed concern about a number of environmental risks to the park, which include this gas storage project, but also mining and irrigation schemes which drain water from the lagoons and marshes. UNESCO has asked for a formal response from the Spanish government. So I'm on a metro now, going to the Ministry of Environment. I've arrived at the ministry. Hola.
Hola, buenos días.
Hola, mucho gusto.
¿Cómo estás?
Muy bien, muy bien. Basilio Rada is the director of Spain's national parks.
We have a fundamental objective, and that is the conservation of the national park. What UNESCO says is that if there are projects near to a World Heritage site, they should be evaluated with the utmost rigour by all the relevant authorities and with a very wide level of participation, and that is what we are doing.
The Spanish government says it's committed to protecting the Doñana wetlands and the more than 200 species of wildlife that live there. Environmentalists say this unique habitat is under threat. Now it's up to UNESCO to decide at its next meeting whether the Spanish government has done enough to stop the park being added to the World Heritage Site danger list.